And right now, heading into a really cool local chat. And I wonder how many people listening right now have a domestic worker at home, or have had one, or are one. Because, yeah, here's the thing. There are conversations happening in South African homes every single day that never make it out of the kitchen. Things that domestic workers say to each other but never to their employers. Things that madams think but never say out loud. And somewhere in that gap, that uncomfortable, unspoken, very South African gap, a woman picked up her mop and started talking. Liza Chirudza, known online as Liza the Mop Driver, has built a following of over 500,000 people on Facebook and TikTok through humor, honesty, and a whole lot of heart. She's unapologetic about the realities of domestic work and holds mop drivers accountable as well as employers. And somehow, she makes it funny while she does it. Now she's taken it a step further, and together with Salt Rock entrepreneur and founder of Differently Business School, Tamron Sheriffs, together they're launching a thing called Stay Flow, a training and hospitality standards initiative, and a whole bunch of stuff going along with it, a brand new podcast called Madams and Mop Drivers. And as we speak, they are set to kick off their very first live workshop right here in Ballito, starting tomorrow. I'm really excited to find out more about all of this stuff. So, without further ado, ladies, welcome to the show. Liza, welcome. How are you on this Monday morning?
I'm well, thank you. Say, how are you doing? Oh, hello, man. Hello, guys. It's a girl, the mob driver, the only girl who has a mob kitchen vibe with confidence and has a Code 24 driver's license and driving the mob.
Hey, the mob driver is in the house. Liza, ladies and gentlemen, alongside you. Tamron, how are you on a Monday morning?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Lovely to be here.
Great to have you both in for the chat, the discussion. And Liza, let's start with you. 500,000 followers plus. It started with a mop. I want to know everything. Who are you? What's your background? Where did it all start? And what made you pick up a phone and start posting?
Liza was born and raised in Zimbabwe. I started this mop driving when I was 16. In Zimbabwe, and then I came here in South Africa in 2009. And then when I came here, I noticed that lots of people into this industry, they don't take pride into their work, and mob driving industry wasn't taken seriously. People were looking down upon mob drivers, and people were very shy to say that I'm a mob driver. And then I said, girl, let's get in and give people some confidence. So I came in, I said, I'm going to change the game. And I started this, that is, I do not drive the mob. I do not own a car. I do not know how to drive a car or a bus or ride a bicycle. But I know how to drive the mob, kitchen via bedroom. So I just started it as fun. And then, boom, people started saying, we are gaining our confidence. And thank you for being there for us.
Yo, and the follower numbers speak for themselves. You've obviously connected with an audience, one lady in particular who said this needs to be something bigger. Tamron, let's find out about you. Who are you? What's your background? And how did you discover and connect with Liza?
My background is in training and training design. I was a corporate trainer for 20-something years, teaching about communication styles, cultural understandings. I lived in Europe for 10 years. I was teaching around how to understand different cultures when you live in a multi-country environment. And then when I returned to South Africa in 2009, I noticed that there was, since we weren't a multicultural country environment, we were a multicultural environment where no one culture had the right to be adopted, be like you were in Europe. I thought, geez, this is something that we really need to talk about. And so I've had a training business in South Africa for the last decade. And when Liza popped up on my feed, I thought, this woman really, really has a knack for communicating, and she needs support, partnership, all the stuff that I know how to do that maybe is missing from her brand. So I reached out and proposed a business partnership.
Wow. And now this thing is rolling. I want to find out from Liza what it is that people outside the domestic worker environment maybe get wrong, what they don't understand. What are domestic workers actually talking about privately, Liza, that maybe madams don't realize?
So what I've realized with us mob drivers is some of the mob drivers, their mindset is like, it's not, it's on the other side, because you find someone saying, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to like go an extra mile because madam is not going to give me much. She is not giving me much. So that kind of mindset pulls the mob drivers down, and they do not want to talk about it. Like, for example, mob drivers are so afraid to talk to their madams about the raise. And while they are getting paid, whatever they are getting paid, and then they are limiting themselves to work, thinking that if I do more, madam's not paying me more. Mm. So I'm just gonna like stop, like give myself a limit and work according to what I'm getting paid. Yet there's a room for us to discuss with the madams and mob drivers to say, ma'am, I think, can you kindly give me a raise? And then from there, you'll be able to what? To give, be given a raise if madam can give you a raise.
And so that's something to work on, I suppose, the mindset from that perspective. But then on the employer side of things, what are madams getting wrong, and where can their mindset be shifted, do you think?
I've worked for lots of madams, if I can say, and I've got a lot of experience with different madams and different cultures as well. So what other things that our madams are doing is treating our mob drivers like in a bad manner. Like, there is discrimination, number one, and these things, they're two-way street, ne? Madams are doing some things and mob drivers are also doing some other things. But there's one thing that I know is when you are a madam, if you treat me bad, like as your mob driver or as your deputy parent, the next thing that I'm going to do is also treat your kids bad, because I'm receiving negativity from you and I'm going to pass it through as well to your family. Mm. So that's something that people that are doing out there, which we need to like put an eye to it and maybe talk about it. And
I get what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down. And the way you deliver a lot of this information, some of these uncomfortable truths, and the way it seems to connect with people is through humor and storytelling, and the emotional side of mob driver culture. Tamron, how do you think humor opens doors that more serious conversations can't?
Well, you know, there's the saying that if you can't cry about it, then you can laugh about it. You know, there's some issues that are so seriously misunderstood, so taboo, so such a cultural clash in terms of how the topics are handled in the different cultural norms, that if we can't joke about it and break the ice and start the conversation through humor, there would be no other way. So what I really appreciate about Liza's work and her content is that some topics would be really embarrassing to discuss, even as an employer. There's things that you are ignorant about. You know, most employers who have a domestic worker are not business owners. They don't know about how to register people. They don't know about annual raises. They've got no idea. They're flying by the seat of their pants. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. And for somebody to be called out on that, it could be quite confronting. But to see it in a humorous skit, of which Liza does really in a kind of slapstick style sometimes, it really brings things into the field of awareness that could otherwise be quite confronting, but actually madams, so she talks about her audience as madams and mop drivers, that madams see themselves in that and actually have an awakening and an awareness, which I think is so needed.
Amazing. So Liza, would you say that your message targets both sides? You know, you're speaking to mob drivers as well as to madams, and you're hoping that both of them are going to learn to look at things from a fresh perspective.
Yes, that's what I do. I see myself as a bridge between the madams and the mob drivers. I go on mob driver's side, I go as well as to madam's side. If you are wrong, like if you come to my inbox and you are a madam and you're showing me the other side of yourself,
yeah,
I'll correct you there and there, spade to a spade. Like, I put it out there as it is. And if you are a mob driver and you're doing the wrong thing, thinking that I'll be on your side because I'm a mob driver, you got it wrong, because I'm a bridge here.
Well, I saw a post of yours that went quite viral. It was shared on Briefly the other day, where you jumped into a conversation. A lady was looking for a mop driver and offering not really a very fair amount of money for the amount of work that she was expecting. And you jumped in there to kind of set the record straight and give her a little bit of a reality check. So I think you're someone who kind of levels that playing field and can really help provide perspective. But I want to find out about this thing, Stay Flow, and the Bolito workshop that's coming up tomorrow. What is Stay Flow, and who is it for? Tamara?
Stay Flow is a two-day immersion training for anybody who works as a cleaner or mop driver in a private home or in the hospitality. So currently I have an online hospitality education business, and I can teach about all the things to run a business, to host, to get clients, to how to set up the space. But I personally can't teach around the actual cleaning tips and tricks. And one of the things that stands out about Liza is that she seems to have some kind of magic wand for actual cleaning. She can get rusty old toasters that are dying in a dump heap to look like brand new Smeg items through all of her techniques. So the workshop is practical cleaning techniques that Liza will be teaching. It's combined mindset and attitude module between the two of us. And then there's a hospitality piece from my side. So it's anyone who wants to send their employee, their staff, to be able to get a rejuvenated attitude towards their work, bridge that gap, but of course also leaving with practical cleaning tips, stain removal, how to do all the different areas of the house, and how to live in a guest-ready house, even if it's a private home.
Wow. So this is a workshop kicking off tomorrow. It's a full two-day thing, hey?
That's right.
And Bolito is where it's going down. If you want to find out more, and if you want to book a spot, because apparently there's only 20 spots, very limited, they've been filling up fast. Are there still spots available?
There are some spots available. We're limited to 20 because it's very practical. So each person will have hands-on experience and feedback from both myself and Liza. And if you want to grab in one of the last spots, you can go to themopdriver.com. Themopdriver.com.
I'm checking out the website right now. Very cool website. And it kind of sets the scene for all of the stuff that we're talking about. And I believe there's a podcast in the works while you're in town, Liza. You're on the radio, obviously, right now. You're recording. You're doing live seminars. This is quite an exciting time for you, hey?
It's very exciting. So I get so many messages from mob drivers and mediums as well. So we sat down and thought about it, that we're going to do a podcast and we will be talking about these things, reading out the letters that people write to me, and we put it out there, and it will be a way for us to learn as mob drivers as well as mediums. So Tamron will be sitting there standing for mediums, and I'll be sitting here standing for mob drivers.
Amazing. And that's the name of the podcast, Mediums and Mob Drivers.
Yes.
Coming soon. Watch this space, or keep your ears peeled. But you're hearing it right here, fresh on Radio Life and Style, live right now, while Liza is in town in Bolito. And once again, that special workshop kicking off tomorrow for 2 days. It'll be a Tuesday and Wednesday. If you want to find out more, check out themopdriver.com and scroll down. You'll see all the details on the Stay Flow Method Hospitality Workshop. Very, very exciting stuff. And so cool that this I've never heard of a thing like this happening, but it's happening here on the KZN North Coast, where we're leading the charge. I'm sure it's going to be the first of many, and I'm sure you're going to be bouncing around the country very soon, Liza, doing the Western Cape and back to Gauteng. But we're really glad to have you in town while you're here for now, and I hope that we get to have another conversation again really soon, because there's so much to talk about. And, you know, these stories that shape South Africa, not in a political way, not in a dramatic way, just in the realest, most human way possible. I think, Liza, what you've built is quite incredible, this massive following. A lot of people with big budgets and fancy titles haven't managed to build what you've built, which is like genuine trust. And from both sides of the mop. And Tamron, the fact that you've looked at what Liza was doing and said, yo, we can make this into a system, into a school, into a movement. That's the kind of thinking that actually changes things. So to both of you, wishing you great success and more power on this mission. And I really hope we get to speak again really soon. My special guests in the studio with me, Liza, the mob driver, Liza Chiruza, and Tamron Sheriffs, founder of Differently Business School, based here in Salt Rock. Thanks for your marvelous Monday time, and let's do this again soon. What do you say?
Absolutely.
High five. Yay. Back to the music here on 88 FM.